It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
On this NASCAR Race Day, Worldwide Technology Raceway, we are 3 hours away from the start of the race, the Enjoy Illinois 300. Adam Wainwright just finishing his set on stage in the Confluence Music Festival, and one of his great friends joins us on the line now, and that is Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Good morning, Mo. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. The Cardinals in Philadelphia and trying to capture the third game of this series after losing the first two. You can't talk about the Cardinals without talking about going 12-3 over 15 games. But I do want to first ask you about this series and what you've observed so far in these two losses.
Yeah, I think like when I look back at Friday night, obviously we had some opportunities, but really couldn't punch through. Obviously the home run to Sosa was a big blow, and we fought back, but never got to the point where we could get the win. I think last night was one of those classic games when you give up those early runs, and then you kind of throw it over to where their starter gets knocked out early because of an injury. You know, the lineup was set up for lefty versus, you know, now having to face right-handers. It just got to a point where just felt like we were always going uphill, and that's tough. But, you know, look, Phillies are playing about as well as you can right now, and so, you know, hoping that we can get a game today would be great. But, you know, in the end, Cardinals are playing better baseball, and that's encouraging.
You are playing better. They are a great team. They're the first team in Major League Baseball to 40 wins, and they'll go up against Lance Lynn tonight. You know, he won't give an inch against them. He'll be all revved up for this Sunday night game. Your team offensively just seems to struggle right now against a very good Phillies team, but you've also been missing some people, quite honestly. Lars Nootbaar being out doesn't help you, and now Brendan Donovan. I talked to Ollie last hour, he indicated that they're probably going to give Donnie another day. His neck is still bothering him, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. And I mean, this is the hardest part of when you're kind of behind the scenes running a baseball team versus when you're just a fan, because it's like, just play them, you know. But you got to remind yourself it's 162 game season, and yes, you'd love to have him in there, but you don't want to do it at the price of maybe losing him for a month. So sometimes it requires patience. Sometimes it requires perhaps making decisions that aren't the most popular. But, our goal is to try to get through the 162 the best way we can and try to optimize our chances of winning by trying to throw out the healthiest and freshest players we possibly can.
And keeping your players fresh. And that brings up Mason Wynn, who did not play on Friday. You get that 48-hour window for him to rest. This is a thing I talked to Ollie about that last hour, too, that you're trying to do for everybody for the long haul. But at the same time, he did tell me, look, Mason made it very clear to me that he wanted that at-bat late Friday, hit streak or not. I mean, he's trying to win the ballgame. He said, you better put me in there against the lefty. Was that your understanding? It doesn't surprise me, actually, from Mason whatsoever.
No, I'd be shocked if it was the other way. Mm-hmm. He's a competitive guy. And look, I think it's tough when individuals are chasing things or creating milestones for themselves. But in the end, it's still a team game. And we represent that name on the front of the jersey, most importantly. And so guys have to do things that sometimes it's not the most popular decision. But again, if everybody that questions it wants to manage someday, just apply with me and I'll let let you know how hard it is. It's tough.
Tony La Russa used to say that to me all the time. He'd look at me, put those glasses down, and he'd say, I'd like to manage against you someday. That was always his line. I always enjoyed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ryan Lutis. What a story. Tell me about the first time you ran across Ryan Lutis, who was a WashU alum who actually had interest in being in the front office. He found himself on the mound last night against the Phillies.
Yeah, so when I first learned about Ryan, it was from Matt Baer, who works in our baseball development group, but has a strong connection to the amateur draft. And he's a WashU grad, and so obviously he follows WashU pretty closely, especially the baseball team. And, you know, Ryan was someone that, you know, was having a nice career at WashU. And remind yourself, it's a Division III school, but, you know, it was still – he was putting up respectable numbers. Then, of course, we signed him. He then is in our system. And then that following year, he ended up adding some velocity. And he was doing some part-time work for us in our baseball dev group, which was, you know, showed you his intellectual horsepower. But then he actually added physical horsepower. And all of a sudden, we start to realize, like, he had a chance to pitch in the big leagues versus – probably at a quicker rate than actually coming to work for us in our front office. So guy has a great career ahead of him, whatever he does, but certainly a really cool story and happy for him.
Yeah, and very. And first WashU player to appear in the major leagues in, I believe, 50 years, almost 50 years. So a scoreless inning pitched by Ryan Lutis. Really neat story. Your bullpen has a lot of horsepower. You certainly could use Keenan Middleton, but again, here we are with a health issue. What is your understanding of what Keenan is going through right now?
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he pitched that back-to-back outing down in Springfield, then reported soreness again. So, you know, right now I think we're just trying to figure out what's the next step. I think the next 48 hours will be telltale for that. And then, you know, we'll determine what that path looks like. But, you know, it's not great news to be in a rehab and then to get pulled off of it. So we'll just have to see what all the doctors say. And once that decision or plan is in place, we'll share it with everyone.
And then to go backwards a little bit, this 12-3 run that I mentioned at the start of this interview, winning 12 of 15 has to be talked about. I mean, it actually, not only was it really good, but it was an absolute must, wasn't it, Mo? I mean, you had to get off to a great start in that homestand and beyond.
Yeah, again, I feel like the biggest thing, and you and I've talked about this for weeks, is if we don't hit, it's just going to be very difficult to compete. So, you know, and you look back over the last couple of weeks, our offense has been much more productive. It's been much more of what we envisioned it would look like. You know, you pointed out that we keep dealing with injuries. Obviously, now having Newt Barr on the IL is not great news. But, you know, maybe it's something like Dylan Carlson can take advantage of those lost at-bats now. But, you know, overall, feel like if the offense can remain, you know, close to what we saw over the last couple of weeks, it's going to be a fun summer, and it's going to be a summer where we're competing for our division.
A couple of quick things before we go. What is the next step for Carlson and his development as a player? Because we know you've seen him for quite a while now, and he could be. That's right. I mean, a real impact for you.
I think the biggest thing for him is, and I understand the frustration of having a really good camp and getting injured on one of the final days of the exhibition season, and then, you know, really try and get back as soon as possible, but then, you know, try and also get your timing back. I think everybody will agree hitting at the major league level is not easy, and I still think he's searching a little bit, and part of that's just because he's not playing consistently. And, you know, Ollie, in his position, has to go with the guys that are hot right now. We're trying to figure out lineups that give us the best chance to win, and, you know, I certainly have empathy for that. So, you know, in Dylan's case, he's just got to take advantage of every opportunity he gets in playing time, and that doesn't mean he's got to go 4-for-4, but he's going to have to start seeing incremental positive steps because obviously it's a crowded outfield. We still have Jordan Walker down at Memphis, you know, obviously trying to get himself back to the big leagues as well. So, you know, right now he has a unique window with Newt on the IL, and we'll see what he does with it.
And then finally, this fifth starter situation that I believe you were actually the first person to tell us that Andre Pallante could very well be in line for that. Not only did he give you a start, I mean, he tried to replicate Sonny Gray out there. That was phenomenal. Can he continue to do that for you? Do you think his arm is it ready to go for multiple starts there?
Well, I think the good news here is, one, is that was an outstanding outing by him. Two, we didn't go into that outing with those types of expectations. So, you know, I think if he can get us through one time through the order, two times through the order, that's just even better. And so do I think he's built up to do that? Yes. Obviously, when he was down at Memphis, he was up to 85 pitches in the game. So he's basically, his runway is cleared to go. But now let's just see if he can remain consistent, make sure he can pound that strike zone. If he does that, I think he's a guy that can keep us in games and give us a chance to win.
All throughout Major League Baseball today, players, managers, coaches, and umpires will wear a special 4 decal on their uniforms designed in Yankee uniform color and font to honor Lou Gehrig and acknowledge 2024 as the fourth Lou Gehrig Day. We wish John Mozeliak and the Cardinals the very best tonight as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Thanks, as always, for being with us, Mo.
Thank you. Be well.
You too. It is 11:42 on the home of the Cardinals, KMOX. We have been covering NASCAR since they first started talking about the Cup being run at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and we are ever closer to the start of this third race, the Enjoy Illinois 300. When we come back, we'll look back into it for those of you making your way into the track in Madison, Illinois. We'll also look at what happened last night at the Dome. It was a crazy day of sports, wasn't it, yesterday? The Battle Hawks won it. How did they pull that off against San Antonio? We will tell you and get you excited for what is the first home playoff game in St. Louis football in over 20 years. Back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.